Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo is in Moon Lake.
That would be really weird.
Wherever you
Sounds
are.
Sounds like a nice place.
I'm sure it's breathtaking. Now we got to know, don't we? We got to know where it is. Pull that back up. Moon Lake is in, well, we're just in a Cahoma County kick right this second. I wonder how far it is from, what was it yesterday? I don't even remember. You were telling me you knew people who had that last name. What was it?
Cagle's Crossing.
Cagle's Crossing, yeah. So I wonder how far away it is. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out, nothing beats the sizzle of the steak that's being cooked for you at one of our great steakhouses across the state of Mississippi. Wherever you live, from South Haven to Biloxi, from Vicksburg to Meridian, you are not too far away from a great, great steak. So go out and get one this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I certainly know that you are looking for it. You need new gear. You need the logos that you want. You want the state script, the interlocking, the M over S. It's all right there at College Corner. Father's Day, just about a month away from when we're talking to you right now. So make sure you get Dad the gift he wants. Get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. The best meal in town, always, always at Restaurant Tyler. We love a Restaurant Tyler lunch here on Thunder and Lightning. We love a blue plate. We even love the cornbread that's available at Restaurant Tyler. And if you know me, you know that what kind of statement that is. That's a big statement coming from this guy. But it's good. It's really, really good. And you will have a great lunch if you go to Restaurant Tyler, or a great dinner, or a great Sunday brunch. Whenever it is, you head to Restaurant Tyler, you're going to get a great, great meal. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only how they're going to help you manage your money and invest, but they're going to help you prepare for your future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you don't have to wait around. You can get a bank that gives you the kind of service that you deserve, a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. That's Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location, the Priority One Bank make you their priority. Oh, hey there, Robbie.
Hello.
How are you on this fine, as we're recording, Tuesday morning?
I'm hungry.
Me too. I wish you were in this town and we could go get something to eat after this was wrapped up.
That would be ideal.
Yes.
But alas.
Yes, alas. How's the little one doing?
She is doing fantastic.
Good. I need to come out. I brought my family to yours and bring you some food or something. We need to do that.
My nephew, yeah, you should bring me some food. My nephew
right
graduated
now,
last night.
Yeah.
My nephew graduated on Monday night from Brandon High School. So I was at the Mississippi Coliseum, got in late. I went to bed after midnight, passed out, and completely missed the baby's feeding.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I think she only ate like one time during the night, so my wife wasn't too angry at me for not getting up and getting the bottle and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, I've been kind of tired today. It's all catching up to me. This is the time where it's starting to kind of mount. The up and downs during the night and going to bed late. We had two games this past weekend where I went to bed like after two. And
You might,
so,
SEC tournament coming up. You never know. You might get one of those 4 or 5 a.m. calls again. So,
and then I come in, and Becky's like, "Hey, go get the bottle." I have no sympathy.
yes,
Get up.
ma'am. There
And
it
I'll go do
is.
it.
There you go. All right. Well, I know it'll make you feel a little happier, and that's your favorite show of the week, The Rumblings. The Rumblings are brought to you by our friends at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't just stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're in the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration when you have any kind of home repair issues. All right, let's jump in. And Colton Watson back on top with today's questions. Have these NBA playoffs been the best postseason thus far in the past decade for any sport? If not, what could compare? I wouldn't go that far. I mean, there have been some great moments in the NFL over the past couple of decades. Some great moments in the in MLB. The hockey playoffs deliver each and every season. And then you get into college, college basketball, March Madness. No, I can't go that far. No, I cannot.
I got to be honest with you. I
You probably haven't watched a moment, have you?
don't think I've watched anything. There was a couple of minutes where I looked over at Sam Sklar's computer when he was watching like the Pacers or something,
Yeah.
and that's about it. I have zero investment in the NBA at this point.
I was invested with the Lakers were in. I was watching those games. Then they lost, and my investment has dwindled.
I've
So
heard that it's been very good. Like I'm not knocking it or anything.
we're on the verge of the 1 and 2 seeds being out in the East. Like Cleveland
That
is a
would be.
mess, and then Boston's down 3-1, and they lost Tatum last night. I don't know if you saw. It looks like he tore his Achilles. He's out. He's going to be out a long time.
Uh-oh.
So
I'm sure that John Sokoloff is devastated.
I asked him about that. I said, "You didn't pray for that, did you?" And he's like, "I wouldn't pray for that." That's a bit, but I mean, yeah, you tear your Achilles. You're talking about. I mean, it's
Oh,
June.
that's
I mean, you're talking about
it's
next
over a
year.
year. It's
Yeah,
over a year.
he'll be gone a long time. So that's tough for
We
Boston.
saw that with Kobe. That was
Yeah, and I
tough.
hate Boston, but I hate to see that for Tatum. So,
Kobe finished the freaking game. He shot free throws with a torn Achilles.
yeah. And then on the other side, on the West, the Thunder and the Nuggets have been a really good series. And the Nuggets series with the Clippers was outstanding. 7 games. It was really, really good. Nuggets Thunder has been really good. And then on the other side, when Steph went down, I mean, that made it almost impossible for the Warriors to win. They're down 3-1. I don't see them holding off temper. So the T-Wolves are going to the Western Conference Finals. We'll see who they have to play. It's been good.
Interesting.
Is the Ferris Trophy voting completed before or after the Baseball Egg Bowl? I don't know. If it is or if it isn't, I know because that's how
We
we
haven't
don't
voted.
vote for that. But the scouts vote for the Ferris Trophy.
That's right. We don't vote at all for Ferris, do we?
Right. But regardless of what happened between State and Ole Miss, it doesn't matter. J.B. Middleton's winning that award.
You think so? Ace Reese has been pretty impressive in SEC.
Middleton has been fantastic. He'll
Yeah,
be
but
locked to win that award, I think.
I don't know about Locke. And you're talking about scouts voting for
Buddy,
this.
let me tell you, if he doesn't win, I'm gonna be hearing about that on Sports Talk Mississippi. There's
I'm
nothing.
sure you will, but that's not your fault.
I mean, Reese's had a fantastic season, but let me pull up the stats here for
I
Southern.
mean, 344 with 17 home runs and a 698 slugging percentage in the SEC is pretty strong.
So Middleton is 9-1. His ERA is 2. His WHIP is 0.83. He's pitched a complete game shutout this year. He has 98 strikeouts to 22 walks. Teams are batting 164 against him. He's going to win.
He probably will, and they'll probably give him the edge because they're having the better season.
Yeah. Reese has been very good, and
But I'm just saying,
Luke
almost
Hill is
20
the
home runs
Luke
in
Hill is
the
the Ole Miss
NFBC
nominees.
is pretty impressive.
So Southern has two nominees. They have
Luke
Middleton and Bonner.
Hill is the Ole Miss guy.
Right.
And I would
It's not
not give it to Luke Hill over Ace Reese.
No, I wouldn't either. He could play the same position, and Reese is better at every category. Yeah, I wouldn't
That's
either.
a good compromise anyway. Just don't deal with the State and Ole Miss stuff. J.B. Middleton's numbers
Yeah.
are really strong. Just
And
give it
then
to
Delta
Luke.
State got a guy in the finalists as well. So there you go. Yeah, Middleton will – I will be really surprised if Middleton doesn't win. What is the projected availability of Chase Hungate, Charlie Foster, and Nolan Stevens? Who knows? Asking any information on
Hungate
Mississippi
has been
baseball?
dressed out in the dugout, but apparently is not available. Nolan Stevens, I don't even know if he's on the availability report. I don't
He
remember
has
him
not
on
been.
there.
He has not been on the report.
I don't know
Team has
what's
not
going
done
on
a
with
good
him.
job with that report this year. They have not. There were a couple of times with Lamonis where he was like, "Oh yeah, they sent out everybody's available," and then the guys wouldn't pitch. Like, if somebody's out for the season, they have to be on that report. It says out for the season. That's what they did with Chapin in football. He was out every week. You saw Chapin's
But
name on.
this was a problem with Lamonis always. Like he would not divulge any information
Yeah.
about injuries or anything.
Yeah.
Like if there was any way he could get some kind of competitive advantage, he would do it, which I mean, I get it. Every coach is different, but like we see Jackson Owen walking around with a sling on,
Yeah.
and we see Charlie Foster walking around earlier in the year with like a sling on. Like these guys are not playing. So, and Jackson Owen was like the third string catcher. So, what advantage are you getting by not saying, hey guys, Jackson Owen's out for the season? Just we wanted to go ahead and get that out of the way.
Yeah.
He's had surgery or whatever. We just wanted to let you guys know, like, why can that not be done? I never understood that.
Never understood it. All right, Davis Medford wants us to power rank these first names: Porter, Gray, Braden, Payne, and Harrison.
These are all Ole Miss names.
Very Ole Miss. Is that what we're ranking them on their Ole Miss name it this?
I think that we should do that.
All right, very good then. In that case, I will go Porter. They may have, this is close to being done.
I know
Porter.
Braden is a very Ole Miss name.
It is, but I'm gonna go Porter, Braden, Payne, Gray, Harrison. I know a Harrison who is a big Ole Miss hater, so that's weighing into this.
Noah Harrison, that's a Ole Miss homer.
Okay.
I pretty much like I could see an Ole Miss fan in all these. Ole Miss actually had a
Oh yeah.
pitcher, Braden, with Braden
Braden
Jones.
Jones, but Jones is, yeah. Now, so somebody came to me in the press box on Friday and was like, because they know about my affinity for Ole Miss names. And they were like, what about this guy? And it was Campbell Smithwick. And I was
Oh,
like,
that's 100. But
top
Campbell
tier,
Smithwick,
S tier Ole Miss name.
Sykes Orvis, and Campbell Smithwick are the top tier of Ole
So.
Miss names all time.
I believe it was the 2014 Ole Miss team that had quite possibly the most Ole Miss names of any Ole Miss team that has ever existed. And I've got it now. I've got it pulled up here. Okay. These are just some of the names: Houghton Buchanan,
Yes, I remember
Jacob
him.
Wagspack. I mean, come on. Preston Tarkington, Christian Trent. Henry Lartigue, Holt Perzok, Sykes Orvis,
Yep.
Brantley Bell, Austin Bosfield, and it was Auston, Braxton Lee, Cameron Deshaun, Peyton Attaway. I mean, come on, man.
That was a College World Series team, wasn't it?
Yeah, is that the Ole Miss baseball roster or is that the KA composite? Which one is it?
And the thing is, like when you see their name and you see them, you could
Yeah.
see them
It works.
just like saving seats at the game in their suits.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Like that, like I could see those guys being pledges
Yeah.
or
They're
yeah,
like,
it
good sit
like
there. Yeah, I could see it. Absolutely could see it.
Sykes Orvis looks like an Ole Miss frat guy.
He does. So does Pete
Like
Golding, for that
if we
matter.
walked in and that guy had like was getting like the keg stand at the KD house or something, like it
Pretty
would
sure
die.
Sykes Orvis told me I couldn't drink any of the pledge beer one time. I mean, it happened. I'm pretty sure. All right. Rob Montgomery, what are your thoughts on roundabouts versus regular stoplights and stop signs? Do you enjoy the use of roundabouts or do you find them frustrating? Robbie will tell you all about a roundabout.
I hate roundabouts.
I know
I
you
really
do.
do. And we were at, we told that story about
Yeah.
Ole Miss, but
Yeah.
again, another Ole Miss story, the roundabouts. That guy was ready to fight me for apparently cutting him off, but he wasn't following the rules of engagement.
Right.
And he actually pulled into a parking lot for me to come into the parking lot and fight him. So that was weird.
I'm not a
As
big fan
far
of
as like
roundabouts.
traffic flow,
Yeah.
I mean, they work. You don't have to sit at a stoplight. Everybody's continuing to run, but it's.
But there are some times where, like, if you're going to Oxford and you're trying to take the roundabout onto Lamar to get downtown, you can be on that exit for a good 5, 6 minutes. If the
Yeah.
traffic coming off of, I guess that's whatever that is just going. I mean, if you especially like on like a game day or something, it's tough. It's tough to get in there sometimes. So I'm not a big fan of roundabouts. I'm a big fan of what Starville's been
Like,
doing. They've been taking away a lot of the stoplights here in town and replacing them with four-way stops. I'm all about that.
they've talked about doing, I don't know if it's going to be a thing or not, but a roundabout, I think on 25, or no, on 12, over there by the Small Mart.
Oh,
There
no.
was like there was talk about a roundabout
That would be
somewhere.
awful. No, coming off
That would
'80,
be very bad.
really bad. Now, what about the song Roundabout by Yes?
That's a very good song. There is a
Okay.
version of that where
Oh,
Geddy Lee is playing bass.
okay. I need to check that out. I saw
Yeah.
today on Twitter, our buddy Robert St. John tweeted a video of Eddie Van Halen playing, is it Won't Get Fooled Again, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's
Was
really
that
good.
I told you about this? I'm in an
Your
algorithm.
algorithm. Yeah.
That's where I saw the Geddy Lee roundabout,
You're
but
on the you're on
I am in a
the
route. I am
famous
in a
covers.
algorithm now where I have all these people covering different
That's
songs.
awesome.
And one of the ones I told you about the other day was Brian Johnson covering Hold the Line by Toto.
I gotta hear that. You gotta find it for me.
It was excellent.
Yeah. All right, Hail State guy. Why is it taboo to approach an interconference sitting head coach in football, but not in baseball? Who said it was taboo? I mean, Pat McMahon went to Florida. There's somebody else recently.
Well, Jim Schlossnagle.
Schlossnagle, yeah. I mean, they technically weren't in the conference at that time. They technically were not when that happened.
I don't think it's taboo. I just think it's a lot more difficult.
Cohen went from Kentucky to Mississippi State. Obviously, there was a connection there, but I mean, yeah, it's not that it's taboo. It's just, yeah, it's like Robbie said, it's tougher.
Well, because, in football, like it's just you got the resources, like it's just no. There's no reason for a lot of coaches to move in that direction. And I don't know. But yeah, we have seen it in baseball probably a little more.
Six pack speak. Your boss got a question for you today, Robbie. Got two
Yeah.
questions. What's that?
Said yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's show some respect here.
I
Would you
never
guys?
hear from him. If he's my boss, he doesn't ever give me instructions or.
I am familiar with his management technique, and he is a let your workers work kind of guy. All right. You've earned his trust, and so he's going to leave you alone. If he's micromanaging you, it means he doesn't trust you. So
Okay.
good job, I guess. Congrats. Well,
I never even see him frequent our message board. He stays in his lane over there with his.
that side needs all the help it can get. I'll tell
Yeah,
you.
that's true.
Two questions. Would you take State's last 3 years in basketball or Ole Miss? So basically, do you want the high of being in the Sweet 16 this year, but the previous 2 years you made the tournament didn't make the tournament, or you're just in the tournament 3 straight years? It's a tough question.
That's a good question. I think I would still take State. That you do the Sweet 16 is massive. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
But that you I think there's just a little more to sell whenever you say, look, this is what we've done the last 3 years and we're building for another one next year.
Yeah.
And I think State's had more success in the portal probably a lot because of that. But I don't
If they had the same coach all 3 years, I might agree with you.
Yeah, with Ole Miss.
I might agree with you. But the fact that Ole Miss changed coaches and they were terrible Jans's first year when Kermit's last year, they were awful. They were
It's
much
a
improved.
steady incline.
Yeah, I might go with the Ole Miss. I mean, the high. It's sort of the same thing with football, right? You remember State had that year where they went to what 15 straight bowls, and that's great. But Ole Miss, even though they had some really bad seasons in that same time frame, they had two Sugar Bowls, and so it's
Well,
like
just ask me after this year
well, so
whatever Chris Beard does.
I have 3 years of beard to compare it
If
to.
they don't go to the tournament, then I'm going to take Mississippi State. Three tournaments to one trumps that. But if they go to the tournament, even if they don't win a game, I would probably take Ole Miss because it would be, you won 20 plus games year one, then you went to the Sweet 16, then you went to the NCAA tournament again. That would be a little more impressive, probably.
Also from Six Packs Peak, what's the statute of limitations for 2021 national championship gear? It's endless, in my opinion. You can wear that shirt as long as you want, unless State wins another one, in which case you should get a new one.
I mean, I wear a shirt from the Liberty Bowl in 2007, and that's the Liberty Bowl. But I wear it just because it's in my rotation.
But if
I just
I'm
don't get rid of shirts until they can disintegrate.
if I had a like a t-shirt is a t-shirt, right? I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But if I had a Mississippi State National Championship polo, I would still wear that thing.
I have a 2007 College World Series polo.
Yeah.
So,
There you go. Let's see here. Cody, is 2025 Pico comparative to 2021 Christian McLeod? It's a good comparison. I like that a little bit. Cloud definitely wore down by the end of the year. It's only been
yeah.
1 week of Pico being not great, though. Well, I want to see how he bounces back this week.
He's been the last few weeks has not been great, but this was bad, I
Yeah.
thought, on Friday. Yeah, that is a decent comparison. Both left-handers too, and they both I thought really kind of wore down late in the year.
Yeah.
I almost feel like he needs like a week off, but I think that week would probably be next week.
Yeah, you don't need to pitch him maybe in the SEC tournament. Yeah, agreed.
And you would have to get, I mean, probably to Thursday to pitch him anyway.
Yeah, I
So
agree.
you're
Yeah.
talking about, I mean, likely Mississippi State's, I imagine, going to play on Tuesday. I can't remember the schedule, but
That's probably
if
Sullivan.
not Tuesday, they'll play Wednesday. So
Right.
I would pitch him again on Friday, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah.
Give him a full week plus. I would even consider moving him to Friday, keeping him on Friday this week.
Oh, I think we heard because Parker mentioned that. So, he was on short rest, is how he said it. Is it he was because he pitched on Saturday last week and now he come back on Friday. I think they will absolutely do. I think they'll either move up Sierry, or what they could do is throw somebody like McPherson on
Yeah.
Thursday, pitch Pico on Friday, Sierry on Saturday. Then Carson Ligon could start game one for you in the SEC tournament.
That's probably the way to go.
That's a
Start
thought.
McPherson
Yeah.
or somebody like that. I mean, yeah, I would probably start McPherson, but I do wonder if they were planning on doing like Noah Sullivan on
Yeah.
Friday, like as an op or on Thursday as an opener,
They
because
could do
they
that.
announced Jacob Pruitt as the starter on Tuesday.
Yeah, with the game that got canceled. So, yeah.
Yeah, so
I don't know. We'll see.
it'd be interesting.
John wants us to rank these Bulldogs: Riley Self, Christian Turtle Holmes, Jamion Lewis, Chris White, Cody Augustus. I mean,
Ooh,
Riley
this
Self
is
goes right to the very top because he's been on Thunder and Lightning.
he has.
Yes. Plus,
This is
anybody
some.
who threw as many innings as that guy did, I'm gonna give some respect to. Played on College World Series teams.
Was a very big reason why that 17 team went to a super regional.
So I'm
And
gonna
then
go.
was really good in the dugout and on that team.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Self, Chris White, I mean Connerly Award winner,
Yeah.
Jamion Lewis, Cody Augustus, Turtle Holmes.
I think that's correct.
Right then. Moving forward.
Cody Augustus was the infamous F-bomb at the post-game press conference I was in charge of.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Also dated a reality TV star.
It did.
There you go.
Her name, like Jimmy or something, or
Jimmy,
Jenny.
yeah, that's correct.
Jimmy
I
from
believe that's
the
correct, yeah.
Real World or
Yeah.
something.
She went to Southern.
Yeah. And then after he dropped the F-bomb, which he was like talking about, like his dad had been telling him he wasn't getting enough playing time or something, that was a complete disaster. He walks, like, after he does it, he walks out and he's like, "Can I get some Dr. Peppers in that fridge?" And I was like, "I guess." And he goes and grabs like a six pack of Dr. Peppers and like just walks out. Just had no cares in the world, just drops the
Yeah.
F-bomb at the press conference,
Good times.
basically undermined Rick Stansberry, basically said he was a bad coach, grabbed some Dr. Peppers and left.
There you
It was almost as good as Renardo Sidney,
Out.
putting his head in the door. His last game was like, "I'm out," and just left. That was a tumultuous time.
What a 30 for 30 on Sydney, man. What a character. 32, I'm sorry, 3-2-1 bully. Do you think MSU will move away from Adidas when the current contract is up? And if so, who do you think they would sign with? We've been talking about Adidas for, going on 15 years now. It feels like the first year State had Adidas, everybody was so thrilled because they were getting away from Russell. And since then, it has been a nonstop, I hate Adidas kind of thing. I don't think State's getting away from Adidas.
I think they're sticking with them. I mean, they all appear to be happy with the relationship they have there. So I just don't see it.
Agreed. Let's see here. Our friend Brian McDuff. Do regular dogs get nervous when they see canine units? That's a really funny question.
That is pretty funny.
Lab in his brain, like, take it easy. Take it easy. All right. You're good. You're good. Just let him walk by. Just let him walk by. Don't
I
bark.
think they do know. Like, I think
They
they do
have to know
sense.
something, right? Yeah.
Dogs can sense too, like your body language. Like, my dog knows whenever I'm not in a good mood or if it's in trouble. Like, I think they know. I think they know, like, there something is about to come after them.
Agreed. I agree with you. Let's see here. Tyler Ham, Starrcade 97 will always be one of the most memorable events of my youth. As an adult, looking back, the Hogan Sting match was so botched, it's laughable. Name a sporting event that was so screwed up, you're still not really sure what happened. The end of the 2019 Egg Bowl.
Yes.
I'm still not quite sure what occurred there. Maybe the 97 Egg Bowl as well. Trying to see, is there a wrestling one that stands up? The 97 Starrcade is a great answer for this. That, like, what happened? They never. I don't want that's a whole. I could do an hour on that. What was it? What was the main the it was Miz Cena. Where they had a
WrestleMania.
double count out, and then The Rock came out and restarted the match. Like, you would
That
think The
was
Rock won the
in.
match.
Was that in Atlanta?
Now it was in, I don't know. I don't know where it was.
It wasn't Atlanta because Atlanta was Edge and Alberto Del Rio, wasn't it?
WrestleMania 27 was in, it was in Atlanta. You're correct.
Okay, well, that was the main event, and that Mania was not great, if I remember
No, it's
correctly.
awful. It's really bad. Yeah.
If you have The Miz and John Cena in a main event, it's probably not good.
Yeah. So there you go. Like, yeah, at the end of the match, The Rock is in the ring celebrating like he won and he wasn't in the match. So there you go. Imagine that. The Rock screwed something up.
Well, I did not like the what they did with Travis Scott this year or so.
Yeah, that whole thing was weird too. Like, why is he there? So.
And he took like an hour to get down to the ring. It was like
Yeah.
just.
Patton Paris, will you ever resort to posting football clips during any other season following a loss to your rival? One of the dumbest things some fans do. the season you're in is the only season that matters. It doesn't matter
Doesn't matter what you
the Egg
did in the other.
Bowl. If you lose in baseball, you lost in baseball. We'll worry about football when we get back to football.
But people can't help themselves.
Correct. Well, that's all you got sometimes, you know. What is the something you experienced that was hyped up and ended up being a letdown? The Blair Witch Project.
And see, I think you and I were just in different stages of life at that
Yeah.
point. It's kind of like what I imagine your thoughts are on Star Wars episode 1 through 3. Like, where you probably thought it sucked.
I thought it sucked at the time. They've grown on me through the years, though.
Yeah.
But
And
you were probably like,
so,
these are incredible. Yeah.
yeah. And so for me, like, Blair Witch Project was really scary because I was 8 or 9.
It's not that it wasn't scary. I just didn't care for it, the movie as a whole.
It
And
was just
I
a.
went into it thinking I'm going to be scared out of my mind. And there were some definitely some scary moments. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you that
Well,
I sat there and I just didn't enjoy the movie.
it was the fact that there was no payoff.
Right.
Like, their
And
payoff was just like you're just supposed to suspend disbelief and like you're just supposed to imagine
yeah,
what
I didn't
really
like that.
is.
So, I'll give you another one. We went to the last time we went to Disney, we ate at this restaurant in Disney Springs. And like this guy who owned the restaurant, he had been on Food Network and he was like really well-renowned Southern chef. His name is Art Smith. And so I was like, oh, this will be great. He's got, you know, like his fried chicken was on the best thing I ever ate, fried chicken. I was like, can't go wrong.
It went wrong.
It was terrible. It's terrible. Like,
Well, and
I've never been that disappointed in a meal, I don't think.
one thing you have to consider is they're like using his name or whatever, but
Yeah.
it's not actually
He's
him.
not back there cooking. And it's, but like, shouldn't they use his recipe then? Like, I don't know what to do. It was really bad. So
Which
that's
that
my
makes me
thing.
nervous to ever go try Paula Deen's restaurant.
So the one in Savannah, you're probably okay. But if she has one in like Chicago, don't go eat there.
Yeah, she's got one in Nashville I've been wanting to go to.
That's iffy. That's it. It's not too far away. You're still in the
I gotta
South.
think it would be good.
Yeah. So
They just better have sweet tea.
there you go. Double A, Andy Atkinson, the enforcer. First off, happy Rusev Day to you. Rusev Day is back.
It is.
It's good to have Rusev Day back with us. What are we doing to celebrate on this incredible Rusev Day?
I think I'm eating spaghetti for lunch.
Oh.
Skinny.
And the official meal is what he's asking. I haven't decided what I'm doing for lunch yet. I don't know. I haven't made that decision yet. So I will update.
Hardy's ham and cheese.
Are they going to go? Are they going to go with the Rusev Day thing again?
It
Are they
seemed like they're
turning a little bit
going like the
more?
kind of the Redeemer thing. That's what his promo kind of sounded like, his little
I tell
vignette.
you, that's the one for AEW for me that I'm just like I understand what happened with Punk, so I understand why you missed there because of everything that went on. But like, you had this guy on your roster, he could have been a superstar, could have absolutely been a superstar, and they just didn't do anything with him.
They don't know what to do
I agree. I agree.
with like anybody. I mean, Toni Storm, I feel like, is just kind of handling this herself. So hers
She's
is.
fantastic. She's the best thing they have going right now. It's
I
not even
don't know
close either.
what John Moxley and that. I don't know what they're doing.
I think they
I
had an
don't know what that
idea
is.
and it has not followed. Like, I honestly think that originally the plan was they were going to reveal Shane McMahon.
And it fell
Shane was
through.
like, eh, yeah, basically. I think that's what's happened there. And now they're just basically waiting it out another month. You know, he's wrestling tomorrow against, or tonight if you're listening, against Samoa Joe. He'll win that match. He'll win it double or nothing against somebody. And then he'll go to All In and lose to either Hangman or Ospreay. I don't know which one. And there'll be
Ugh.
no real payoff for like why the Death Riders ever existed. Like, why was the belt in the suitcase this whole time? There had to be a reason for it. There will not be one. I can
Are
even
they
feel.
ever going to get to the point where, like, Tony is just like, you know what? I need to just hire somebody to
I hope
handle
so. You got to think that he's a businessman. At some point, somebody has to say, we need a veteran that can come in and help us. I
this?
wish
I
that.
mean, I understand, like, you got all this money and, like, you've always wanted to do this, and you're a huge wrestling guy. And it probably is fun for him to come up with his own shows and stuff, but he's not a wrestling writer. He doesn't know how to book matches. He doesn't, and he gets like awards. Like people are like, well, Dave Meltzer and people are voting for him for Booker of the Year. Like this
you
guy
have to admit, you have to admit, the first year of AEW, they were really solid. The storylines were solid, and I think a lot of that is because they had Cody there.
Yeah,
who grew up his whole life, and he had
a level of control over his. Yeah. Over what he could do, and that's why he left, because Tony started reining it in.
Right. So,
but it's like this guy, like you're putting this guy up against Triple H and the people at WWE, and you're saying he's a better booker than what Triple H is doing. Like
in the year he won that, Triple H wasn't the top guy though. Vince was still controlling all that. So, I mean,
Triple H has been the booker for like the last two or three years.
I would put AEW year one up against whatever WWE was doing at that time. I would.
Well, you're biased to that, though.
Well, I mean,
you're
at that
big
time,
AEW
at that
guy
time,
you like the wrestling.
Year one of AEW, Roman Reigns had not returned yet. Bloodline is not in effect at that point.
I don't even remember what was going on.
2019 would have been.
I don't remember what was going on, and I don't remember all the stories
Lesnar
that were going on in AEW.
Been,
that's been 6 years.
Well, I remember like the Inner Circle and all that. When Moxley debuted, I remember those things. You say 6 years. We just rattled off that, WrestleMania 27.
What was great about, and I couldn't remember where that was.
Yeah, you did remember where it was. You said, wasn't that in Atlanta? You did.
But I didn't know for sure is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying, like, the Inner Circle and all, like, well, what are we talking about? That was Chris Jericho and MJF.
No, not that one. The first Inner Circle. Before MJF was still like aligned with Cody at that point. And then he turned on Cody. He had that going on. AEW first year was good. Was really, really good. That's why
I think a lot of that is thanks to the talent that they had. They had guys from WWE that knew what to do and they knew how to get over.
I agree.
Tony, since then, he hasn't built anybody. He doesn't know how to make anybody a star. Nobody has been made a star by Tony.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Well, okay, you're kind of like Swerve Strickland was not a huge star when he came to.
Swerve went to WWE.
He was not a huge star when he arrived in AEW. Like I barely knew who he was.
But I'm saying like he has had an influence from somewhere else. Tony has not found someone.
Like he has been built into a star at AEW. You know what? This is a debate for another day. We're gonna be here all day. We gotta move on.
But I don't think I don't think he has made Swerve a star. By his booking.
All right. Move it on. Jonathan wants to know, we're going to rank these in order of annoyance. People who walk down the middle of the grocery aisle, people who walk in the middle of a driving lane of a parking lot, or people who walk down the center of a sidewalk just wide enough to keep people from passing. So the parking lot thing, where are you supposed you got to walk. You got to walk from your car to the store. There's only so much you can do. I try to stay as close to the cars as I can.
Well, it's the people that are right in the middle that are shuffling their feet.
Yeah, that's an issue.
That are very annoying. And you know there's a car behind you. Get off to the side.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy
to
do.
I think the middle of the grocery aisle people are the most annoying. Because, I mean, now you're just causing issues.
Well, you can turn around if it's too big of a problem. You can just turn around and go.
Sometimes you can't.
But the driving thing, you're stuck.
The thing you need is like right there, and you can't get to it because somebody's just in the middle of the aisle looking around. I hate that.
I think the people that walk in the middle, the driving lane's number one.
Okay.
And then the ones on the sidewalk is number two. Oh, yeah. And then it's number three.
I have a question. I'm not trying to insult you or anything. How often do you go grocery shopping?
I'm in the grocery store probably once a week.
Okay, see, I'm in the grocery store like every day. So I'm annoyed by that. That's why this is bothering me more than you, I think.
Why are you going to the grocery store every day?
Because I pick what I cook every day. I don't buy food ahead of time and put it in the freezer. I go get something every day.
Well, that's your fault.
Why is it my fault? It's my choice.
Economical. You're not being economical.
How is it not economical? How's
because
it
you go to the grocery store, you plan your week out, you go to the grocery store, get your stuff, put it in the freezer. You have like three refrigerators at your house.
I like to eat
put the stuff
vegetables.
In the freezer.
I like to eat my meat the day it was, the day of. I don't want to put it in the freezer.
You and Paul,
It doesn't
you and
cost
Paul
any
are
more
going to
money.
win.
It doesn't cost me any more money to buy chicken on Monday and cook it on Monday
Oh,
than
it's
it
not about the
costs.
money.
Well, how is
It's
that
about
economical? What's economical?
economical in the sense of what makes sense for you logistically throughout the week. Why are you going to the
I
grocery
don't.
store every day?
It
That's not
doesn't affect
normal.
me at all. Plus, I get an extra 2,000 steps doing that stuff.
It's not normal to go to the grocery store every day.
I do it.
You and Paul, every time I talk to Paul, he's at Kroger. And that's the same thing with you. Like, just go get your stuff once a
No.
week. Get
Because
go
I
buy
want
your stuff in bulk and then go
I don't
home.
want to buy stuff in bulk. I want to buy because that way I can do, I can wake up in the morning and say, all right, this is what I want to eat for dinner today. And that's what we're making. That's what we're making. There you go.
Fine.
All right, man.
You know what's the number one on my annoyances?
Me?
Brian Haydad. Brian Haydad, number one, and then we'll do the middle of the driving lane,
Yeah.
and then we'll do the sidewalk.
Okay. Feel better about yourself now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That does remind me though. I forgot about this. You know who was asking about you the other day?
Who?
Nobody.
Yeah. You're jealous.
Yeah.
I've seen your jealous eyes.
Get jealous. I can't even look at you. It makes me sick to my stomach. One more and then we'll do this. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. What are your top three Price is Right games? Can we agree that Plinko is number one for everybody?
Yes.
Everybody loves Plinko. All right.
Does it count? Does the spin of the wheel count as a
That's
game?
not a game. That's no, that is that I love
That
don't get me wrong. I love to watch the wheel get spun.
well, sets up a game.
Yeah.
It's just
Well, it sets
not a
up the
game yet.
showcase showdown.
Right.
I think Plinko, I love
Oh,
the little
the
hiker
Swiss
guy.
Alps
Yeah, I
thing?
love that
Yeah.
guy. And I love the dice game.
What about the game where you guess the price of the items, like if it's higher or lower or
Higher or lower
whatever?
is a good game. Very good game. I'm a big fan. I like the golf game as well.
Okay.
Try to putt.
Little putt-putt.
But that said, all of these games are playing for second place. Plinko, number one, not even close.
It is.
Everybody loves Plinko.
Totally agree.
All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Today is Taco Tuesday over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. So they'll have spot specials on. If you're listening, it's too late. But you can do Wing Wednesday over there. But it's taco specials today, wing specials on Wednesday. And of course, you can always enjoy great smoked Southern soul food over there. Or you can head over to the Older Brother for that fancy sandwich. You love a trip to the Older Brother. I know you do. And if you haven't been, you have been missing out on Starkville's best new restaurant. Head to the Cotton District next time you're hungry, the Two Brothers Smoked Meats or the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing that for 50 years.
That's it, brother.
You need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, well, guys, it's the same phone number. It's not a different number. It's not different people. It's people you know, you have a relationship with, and you're going to be able to talk to them going forward. Give them a call today. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, you need to head to Maroon & Co. If you are going to be in Starkville anytime soon, well, you can just shop online at maroonandco.com. Whatever it is you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got the biggest and best selection of any place here in Starkville, and I would put them up against anybody else because where else are you going to find better MSU stuff than in Starkville, right? Nobody else is going to have the size of the selection that they have at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, or next time you're looking for MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. If you're going to be out in the lawn this weekend, if you're going to be out in your garden, if you're going to be out cooking out, everything you need in one place, that's Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, and it is the John Deere Drive Green Spring Sales Event. That is a long title.
That
John
was a
Deere
tongue
Drive
twister.
Green Spring Sales Event. Like, you
John
can mess that up.
Deere Green.
You could be like, it's the John Deere Drive Green Spring sales event. You got it's all about how you say those words. Get 0% financing up to 48 months on the powerful John Deere Gator or commercial mowers, or you can get 0% financing up to 72 months on all John Deere compact tractors. Don't miss out. Offer valid through June 2nd. See your dealer for details. Visit Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden at 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo, or shop online at scruggsfarm.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you want for less. All right, back into the rumblings here. This is where I got into it with Don Rebel, by the way. I got to be careful here.
That's true. Do you think that's a burner account, or is that really?
It is 100% a burner account. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He and Gerald Tractor Gentry and whoever, and, you know, Naughty Fleming are all talking to each other. Brogan Fairchild, in honor of the, I met Brogan Fairchild. No, I met Ford Polk the other day. I met Ford Polk. Where did I meet? I was in the lounge and I met him. Yeah. Good guy. In honor of the 20th anniversary of Revenge of the Sith, what Star Wars planet would you most and least like to live on? Before it was destroyed, Alderaan looked like a really cool place to live. Looked like a nice temperate environment there.
I don't know much about these.
I got you. You know, it looked like from a technological standpoint, they were, you know, a modern place to live. It was a democracy. You know, people look like they were living pretty good lives there. So I'm going to definitely go. I'd like to, yeah, but then, of course, the planet was destroyed. So I don't know if that's the way I want to go, or do I want to go with Coruscant? And you're living in the capital planet and everything's sort of happening there. The Jedi are there. I don't know. The place
the,
I don't
What about live, the one that you don't want to live at? Was it Hoth?
So I have two choices here.
The snowy ice.
Hoth is definitely one. It's an ice planet. There's nothing but ice.
Yes. That would be number one for me.
Or what about Mustafar? That's a lava planet. That's where Darth Vader was destroyed by Obi-Wan.
Right.
Anakin was, and it became Darth Vader. Those are your top two you don't want to live on. You don't want to live on Mustafar. You don't want to live on Hoth. You also don't want to live on Kamino. Kamino, where it rained constantly. It was nothing but constant. It was a water planet. Constant rain. Don't want to live there.
There you go.
My three. All right. Let's see here. Rob Hadaway. You said her name was Lucy. Did they all call her Luce?
No.
Not like that. Like as a nickname. Like you're Rob sometimes, or you know, or Robbie is a nickname actually. So.
Well, again, that wasn't her actual name.
Okay.
So that was a name that she was using to not give her identity away.
I got you.
But no, I don't recall anyone calling her Luce in any form or fashion.
Rob Hadaway, the other week, Alden Thornhill pronounced Ben 612 as Ben 612 instead of Ben 612. And we've been saying it wrong this whole time. I think Alden's just having fun there. It's Ben 612.
That's what I think it is as well, but, you know.
I've seen commercials for it. It's Ben 612.
It makes you think.
It does. Ben 612 doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. Last one from Rob. My 14-year-old daughter has a big tryout tomorrow where she has to sing and dance. So, of course, today she fell and hit her elbow roller skating on a class trip. What is your most ill-timed injury? I'm trying to think that I have one.
I might have said this before, but I was at my grandparents for Christmas with all the cousins and all, and I got a skateboard for Christmas.
Yeah.
And this was – I was probably like 7 or 8. And we're going down the driveway. Like, the driveway was on a slope, so we were going down the driveway on our skateboards, scooters, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit a rock, and my face, like, slid across the pavement.
Yeah.
And that day, we were doing family photos. Like, every family was getting professional photos done at the house. And so my face was just ripped to shreds. And so in the photos, it's just like scars and red and blood and everywhere all over my face.
That's tough.
That was pretty ill-advised, I would say.
I don't know exactly what I did to get this injury. I don't know what I did. But we went to Great Wolf Lodge a couple years ago. And when we arrived, my neck was like really tight. And like after the first day, for whatever reason, I could not lay down. Like I had to sleep. I had to get like six pillows and put them behind me and sleep sitting up in the bed. And we're in a hotel, so it's not like I can just go lay down in my recliner or something. It was literally, I was miserable for like 3. I could not turn my head. I had to turn my whole body to just to talk to somebody. It was, you like the visual there? Hold on, I'll do it again. I had to do that. So really, really bad. Really bad
Of
one.
an ill-advised or ill-advised, ill-timed illness that I had was when I had diverticulitis, and it happened like right around Christmas. So didn't get I did eat some of the food at Christmas, but it just made me sicker because you're supposed to like reset your gut, go like really bland right after you have diverticulitis. I did not do that. And we went from there to where do we went to Branson, Missouri for
Oh
Christmas
no.
vacation. So I'm this whole time, like Christmas and then into a vacation, I've had diverticulitis.
Yeah.
And I'm just like eating. I tried to eat whatever I wanted. Like we went to like medieval times or whatever one of those things was.
Yeah.
I'm eating like the chicken and the soup, just guzzling it down, and then like 10 minutes later, I'm sick as a dog. That was a bad
Well,
time. It
I
was a really
believe it,
bad
man.
time.
Let's see here. Hail State 5 ever. A little while back, y'all did a pod on some important historical sports moments for MSU. Would you be interested in doing a few pods every year in that format, like covering culture and tradition related things for the university? Yeah, we do them all the time. It's just we save them for the off seasons. Now, you get those in June and July for sure, though.
Yes. We need content.
This is not a question, but I appreciate this guy sharing it with us. A harmless prank that I have been doing for a while now is subscribing to YouTube channels on my wife's profile that she would never in a million years subscribe to. She's convinced the YouTube app is broken and does this on its own. That's really funny. Like,
That's amazing.
why am I subscribed to this car repair channel? I don't care about this. I don't know, honey. It's just your algorithm, you know? That's
He
really
does
funny.
have a He does have in the reply a question.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay, there you go. She never gets mad, but you can tell it perplexes her every time she notices. Do either of y'all have a favorite prank or stunt you pulled on someone? We convinced someone in high school that the song Linger by the Cranberries was about farting. I
That's
think they
great.
believed it deep into their adulthood.
I showed up at church one day. And it's kind of a similar vein of that. I showed up at church one day and I wrote the lyrics out to Wheel in the Sky by Journey. And because I knew nobody in
Simpsons
my,
did it now. What are you doing here?
I knew that nobody knew anything about Journey other than maybe Don't Stop Believin'. And so I passed it around like, look at these lyrics. I just scribbled out. You know, I was like 13, 14. I was like, what do you, just tell me what you think. And like, dang, man, this is like one dude was like a senior in high school, maybe a guy in college. They're like, this is really deep, man. Like, this is good stuff.
And the wheel in the sky keeps on turning. So I got another one here, and I'm gonna have to embarrass our friend Brian McDuff. We were at a wedding, right? And he was in the wedding. And we switched his tux with another guy. The other
Oh,
guy was
God.
on the group, and the other guy was much thinner than McDuff was. So we're all in the room, like we're just hanging out, having a beer or whatever. McDuff starts getting dressed and like he cannot button the shirt. And he's just over there like just laughing thinking about it. He's like, this is the shirt was the only thing we didn't try on. And I'm just like, maybe if you put the pants on, you can blouse the shirt out a little bit, it'll fit. And he's just trying. And finally we had to give up. Because we were all dying at that point.
What
And
did the other guy?
oh, the
The
other
other
guy was
one
in on
did
the
it?
prank. So he was
Oh,
fine.
okay.
Yeah, he was
Because it
in
would
on
have been
it.
funny if neither one of them knew.
Yeah, he's like, this thing's huge on me. Yeah, it was really funny. So, oh my gosh. Just thinking about that makes me laugh. All right. That's a great, great question, though. Appreciate that question. That was a good one. John, 11 a.m. Friday Egg Bowl was the 7 a.m. Tuesday, July 29th slot unavailable. What's wrong with 11 a.m. on Friday?
I'm excited about 11
The
a.m.
first time
I
that
know
game's been played that early.
I know the fans don't like that, but
Yeah.
I do.
Also from John. Also, what's y'all's favorite age for your children? My only kid is 3 months, and I'm having way more fun than I expected. I previously predicted 5 years would be my favorite age. So when they're babies, but they start smiling back at you and interact, that's a very fun age for sure. 5, 6 years old, where you can start having like conversations with them, is very fun. But for me, like the sweet spot was like 8 or 9, because at that point, like they can tell you what they're thinking a little bit more, and you feel like they'll have memories at that point. Like we took Emily to Disney World the first time. We took the family to the Disney World the first time. Emily was like, it's like 20, I'm trying to think, 2013, I think. So she would have been like 4. I don't know how much of that trip she remembers. She remembers a lot from the next one, though.
Yeah, Natty, I don't think Natty remembers much. She was 3, I think, when we took her, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just talking about that the other day with Becky. Like, I'm excited to see a lady when she gets kind of like in toddler age and she shows her personality a little bit. Because right now it's just kind of like, to feed me and change me and put me to
Yeah.
bed,
There's no personality yet when they're that.
Right. She's started smiling a lot lately,
Okay,
which I
that's good.
enjoy.
That's good.
I remember one of the first times, like, I took a picture when it happened. I was giving Natty a bath in the sink, and this was whenever she might have been like a month, maybe like 4 or 5 weeks. And we put her in that bath, and she was just looking at me and just the biggest smile, and it just like
Yeah.
I just melted. I
Yeah,
grabbed my phone
it's all you
quick. I
can
still have a
do.
picture of it. And so, like, whenever I see the baby smiling, like really for the first time, like that's really cool.
Yeah.
But I'm ready for like that stage whenever she's doing funny stuff as a toddler. We had so much fun with Natty, like the stuff that she would do.
Oh,
Like, she
yeah.
acted, there were times where I'm like, this kid's acting like a teenager, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I definitely understand that.
But
The
yeah,
one thing I will
every.
say is that, and you and I are kind of missing out on this, is that I wish I had that moment with the son where like I'm watching sports and they want to sit down next to you and watch sports. I didn't ever really get that. So that's something I feel like I missed out on, but I wouldn't trade any of that. I love my girls, but that's something
Yeah,
I've
and my as so far, Natty is just like her mom, doesn't care anything about like
Yeah.
watching sports. She
Yeah.
wants to watch her thing.
There you go.
So we'll see what Lady does.
All right, the Junction Report. Y'all said the question last week was too long. Basically, I was wondering, would you rather cover a team that's 10-3 in football but last in the SEC in every other sport, or a team that is 2-10 in football but decent in other sports? I always feel like football, if they'd have gone 10-3, right? But then basketball and baseball were train wrecks. People are just like, ah, it's okay. Football's still good. Like, I
People
just feel like
dismiss you being bad at other sports if you're
if you're good in
really good at
football.
football.
But when you're bad in football, it lingers over everything. So I
Like,
guess if you're.
think about Georgia. Like, they've had
Yeah.
some years where they're just elite at football and their basketball
Everything else will
stinks.
suck. Yeah.
Baseball's not any good.
They don't. Because
Nobody ever talked about it.
it's easier to create content from our perspective, to me anyway. It's easier to create content about football than it is the other sports.
Yeah.
You know, it just is like in terms of like I can always get interviews with people who cover football, but like the college basketball people, that's very niche. And like we have a great guy in Isaac Trotter from 24/7 Sports. I love talking to that guy, and he loves college basketball. But people like listen to him talk, and they're like, "Man, he is really excited about college basketball." Whereas if I get somebody on for football and they're that excited, people are like, "Oh, I'm fired up. Let's go!" So. From a content creation standpoint, it's better to be good at football because you can do football all year long,
Yeah.
especially here in the South. So
Well,
that's
and
how
it's
I look at
just,
it.
like your athletic department, most of the time, it gets judged by how good you are at football. So.
Agreed. Our buddy Steve asked us, Steve Mormon, I should say. Now that LED lights are being installed in Davis Wade, should we expect sound system upgrades also this year? I don't know if that's the case or not.
I don't think it is. But it's that's got to be next on the
That's
docket.
next on the list, so it's got to be, yeah. I
You
agree.
got to get that fixed.
Here we go with Ford Polk. Have you ever seen the video of Oprah trying to wipe the birthmark off Drew Brees' face? If not, watch it. The most awkward thing I've ever seen.
What?
If your question is, have I ever seen it? No, I have not. I can't imagine, though.
She tried to wipe the birthmark off his face. Like, hey, you got something in your face. Let me get it. And he
Did
wasn't
she
like,
not know?
can't.
I guess I gotta find this video then. So we'll do that. Dalton Lee, great to speak with y'all at the Starkville Derby the other week. Oh, so Dalton Lee met a couple of podcast guys, huh? His great life continues, I guess. I changed my oil a few weeks ago by myself, and it was a disaster. Followed all the normal steps as you would, and then when I started my engine, oil exploded all over the garage. Thankfully, it was just a minor fix. Cracked plastic fuel cap, so the pressure wasn't kept in. My question is, what is something you thought you could handle with ease that ended up in a disaster because of your ego? What is something you surprised yourself with that you figured out? I try to have no ego about home improvement and things like
Oh,
that.
yeah,
I
I
just
did
feel
not at
like I
all.
don't know how to do it. I don't know. Get somebody in here that knows how to do it.
Yep, I'm one of those that like I don't even want to do I don't even want to get started on it. Like I'll just pay somebody. It's not everything, but certain things that I know that I can't do, I'm not even gonna try it because
Yeah,
I don't
call an
I know
expert.
it's gonna make me mad trying to do it. I have a very short temper and
Yes.
it's going to be really frustrating. I'm gonna get angry,
And I
sweaty.
have the ultimate, like, if Jennifer says something to me, I'm gonna be like, remember the time you thought you could fix our shower and I got waterboarded for an hour?
That was
So let's just
great.
call somebody.
That was great. That's a great story.
It was something. Where I have succeeded and in spite of or surprised myself is in some of the things I've cooked. Like the first time I did a pork butt, I was like, all right, I think it's done. And then you pull the bone out and it comes out and it's tender. You're like, all right, I did it. All right, I know what to do. So that would be a good example for me. There's been stuff that I've made and I'm like, I don't know, I followed a recipe or whatever and it looks right. Let me taste. And you taste it and it immediately it tastes how you had it in your head that it was going to taste. That's always a good moment for me. Luke Whedon, who has the greatest WWE entrance moment of all time? My choice is Triple H returning in 2002, returning from injury on Raw. All right, first off, you have injury in quotation marks. The man tore his quadricep. He was legitimately hurt. Don't
Yes.
act like he wasn't hurt. All
I
right.
mean, it was a situation where like he could barely walk
Yeah, he
and
don't say injury. The man was hurt.
he finished the match too.
Yeah. That's a good one. I'll just go
That
ahead and tell
but
you.
the coolest thing about that is like Triple H was when he was coming back from that. He had like they had like a behind the scenes thing with him, and he
Yeah,
was
I've
very
seen it.
vulnerable about that. He did not know how people would react,
Yeah, and he got
and he was very nervous, which I think is a that's kind of cool for like people in that business that have those egos, those massive
Yeah.
egos. Like they really don't know if you'll think of them the same way, if you're going to boo them, if you're not going to care.
Yeah.
And the pop for that was just
That
nuts.
one, Lesnar returning the night after WrestleMania and attacking Cena,
That
huge
was good.
pop. But I'm gonna go with one that you were at. And that's Hulk Hogan comes out, and then Stone Cold comes out, and then The Rock comes out.
WrestleMania.
You had to be going absolutely ballistic.
That was the first major wrestling show I'd ever been to. I went to Nitro
Yeah.
back in the 90s. I had never been to a WWE event. And the first thing that happens to me when I'm at this event is Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, and The Rock back to back to back. And I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know what to do. I'd never heard the glass break, the if you smell.
Yeah.
Like, I'd never heard that live. And that night, I got all of that, and I got to see Undertaker's entrance.
Yeah.
Like all in one night,
There
the
you go.
four of the greatest entrances ever, all in one night.
There you go.
I think the introduction to Chris Jericho is pretty
That's a
awesome.
good one. That's a good choice. That's a good
In
choice.
like 99, 2000.
Yeah. One of the best pops ever is Flair when he returned to the Horseman on Nitro. They were in like Greenville, South Carolina, which is the home of the Four Horsemen. And he had been away from TV for like 3 months, remember, with all that the issues with Bischoff, and they brought him back out, and it was a huge pop. That's another good one too. Where are we here? Coleman Fry, I passed a car the other day with MSU, Cowboys, and Atlanta Braves stickers. It got me thinking, what qualities within our fan base make up the worst fans we have? First off, let's not lump in our friend Joel Coleman is a Braves fan. Let's not, the Braves are the South's team. I'll grant them that.
And I think he cheers for the Cowboys because of Dak, but he's a
No, he's a
Dolphin
Dolphins
fan.
fan, though.
But I'm saying,
Behind
like, I
that.
think he.
He wants Dak to do well, yeah. I think the worst Mississippi State fans, A, are the burners. B, are the ones who are so blindly loyal to the employees of Mississippi State.
Yeah.
The ones who are like, a coach could go 0-12. Ah, well, we're just going to give him another year. He deserves that. Who, if you think you could do better, you go coach. Like, literally, I could not have a coach on the sidelines and go 0-12. So,
Start yelling at us for being negative, and
yeah, like, well, why don't you turn your resume in? I'm sure you could do better. I could.
that is the worst.
That's
That's the
the
absolute worst.
worst. That's the worst kind of. And those aren't, I don't think those are exclusive to Mississippi State, but there are a lot of them.
What's funny is those are the people that complain about negativity, and
Yeah.
their responses to us are negative.
Yes.
We need to get another job. We need to go out there and become a coach if we think we can do better. Like, they're actually more negative than we are. We're just kind of calling it like we see it, and just talking about something that's happening. They're actually being negative. They're telling us that we
Right.
should lose our jobs, or we need to shut up, or things like
Right.
that. So that's always ironic to me.
Hunter Johnson, what is the timeline when the interviewing process could take place for different candidates for the head coaching job? I mean, most of it's going to have to be kind of, done,
Behind the
behind the
scenes.
scenes. Yeah, there's not, this isn't like the NFL where they're going to put out a graphic. We have interviewed Wes Johnson for our head coaching job. It's not going to be anything like that. The assistants, if they were interested in talking to Elander or Coggin, that could happen right now. But if you're going to wait on a coach, you're probably going to have to wait. If you're just, I have to have a face-to-face interview, it's probably going to be after their season's over. Wade Jones, can you name the first radio stations for AM and FM? Meaning, what is the number? I think AM is like, or FM is like 87.7 is the lowest you can go on the dial. And then AM is probably like 520, something like that.
Could be.
All
I
right.
don't know.
And then his question is it stranger for someone to listen to a radio station between 87.7 and 90.9? There's a hint for that. So it is 87.7. Or any of the AM stations. I couldn't tell you the last time I listened to AM. I can't tell you the last time I listened to AM. I was leaving when I went down to the coast this past year to do those remotes at Boomtown Casino. I left while the Saints game was still happening. So I put it on 870 AM, WWL. Because you can take that'll take you all the way into Jackson, basically, where you can listen to the Saints game. So
Yeah. It's the only time I've ever listened to it is if I'm trying to find a game.
AM radio used to be that's where sports talk radio used to live. And but now, yeah, if I'm in Vicksburg and I want to listen to Mississippi State, I have to go AM. I have to go to 1420. So yeah,
Yeah.
it's if somebody listens to AM radio, I mean, there's still some talk radio on there, I guess. Maybe that's it. The real question for me, Robbie, is who still listens to the radio? And I say that as a guy who works for a radio network, but like
Well, every now and then I do.
the only time I ever listen to the radio is to listen to sports or if there's some sort of commentary I want to hear. But like if I want to listen to music, I have my own music. So I guess
Well,
that's a good question. Who
I hope
listens to like
people are
music
listening to the
radio?
radio so they can listen to your show every day that's
Well,
on
I
statewide
get that.
radio.
I'm getting that. I get that, but I'm saying like who listens? I guess my question is, who
Music.
listens to the radio for music anymore? Does anybody
Yeah,
still do that?
and when I get in my truck, my phone no longer just like connects to the Bluetooth. I have to manually go through there and select like attach to the phone and then connect the media or whatever. So the first thing that comes on when I get in my truck is radio. And sometimes a song will be on. I listen to 107.1 in Louisville because I think it's a good station. The mayor's my friend and he owns the radio station. Will Hill, great guy. And he's got a really good station, and they every now and then they'll have like They do a lot of local stuff, so I like to listen to some of that too. They'll have some interviews with local people. I'm interested in that, so I will listen to that some. But other than that, it's only whenever I'm listening to a game on the radio, pretty much.
Yeah. Reed Green, for some off-season content for my job, I'm working on a series of articles ranking the top 25 Mississippi high school teams since 2000. In no order, I already have in mind those South Panola teams, 08 Meridian, 14 Starkville, 24 Tupelo, and 17 West Point. So my question is, what are some lesser-known teams you would have in consideration for the top 25? The first one that came
Just
to – go ahead.
teams, top 25 teams doesn't matter. Like
Yeah.
it's not a
Seven, eight
program
thing.
thing.
Yeah.
It's years. One of those I would put in there is probably 2014 and 2015 Noxubee County
Okay.
with Jeffrey Simmons on that team. And I there's a another Noxubee County team, maybe 2012, I think, with Javancy Jones was on that team, and Dylan Bradley, and
That Pat, no, Pat was gone by then.
the Robinson kid that was set the state record in rushing. That team might have been Noxubee's best team ever. And Jeffrey, I think, was in eighth or ninth grade.
What Louisville team needs to be on this list?
Last year, not last year's, but the year
Two
before
years
last
ago.
was really good.
Yeah.
2013 Louisville was really good. 2015 Starkville, I would consider.
Yeah, AJ's senior year.
He's got Starkville in there. Well, he's got 2014 Starkville, which makes sense. I think that was a better team.
Yeah.
They just
You know
didn't
what
win the
team
state
stood out to
championship.
me? And I didn't like the way they won the state championship game. But that Olive Branch team, I forget what year it was, but they had like six guys that signed with major colleges.
The team that beat Peddle.
Yeah, they had like
Yeah.
they had the or
Anthony
the
Alford was on
Summers
that.
brothers. And KJ Wright would have been on that team, I think. So yeah, that's one. I'm trying to think of like around does Moss Point at this point doesn't have a team that we would mention. What about Oak Grove, West Jones, Wayne County?
I don't know if I would have them in the top 25. Let's
Surely
just
one of the
pick
Oak
a team.
Grove
That Horn
teams.
Lake team that had the SEC talent on it was really good. That Horn Lake team that had Radar
N'Kobe Dean.
Jones and N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, that was a good team. They didn't win the state title, though, did they?
They did win the state
They
title,
did?
yeah.
Okay.
They beat John Rhys Plumlee and Oak Grove.
That's right. That's right. Trying to think. Like Vicksburg Orange Central haven't had it.
Taylorsville, if you're going to go smaller classification, when they were in 2A, that team they had a few years ago that just beat the brakes off of
High
everybody.
Keys.
Ty Keys and
Well, I
Jeffrey
mean, you
Pitt.
could go back to Taylorsville when Jason Campbell was there.
Trying to think who else.
There's not a Jackson. Well, Madison Central.
I don't know if there's a team that I would
They've
look
won
at
state
Madison Central
titles.
that fits the top 25 ever or the last or I
That team
guess.
with what? I guess that's not in the top 25. It's been too long. I was thinking about the team with like Buckles and Chris Spencer and all those guys.
Yeah, that was
That's
that
outside
was
the window here.
90s.
Yeah, that's outside the window here.
Was that 96?
No, it's like 99. No, it's you know
That was Mike
Buckles.
Justice, wasn't it? Wasn't the Mike
Buckles
Justice coach that?
signed in the class of 2000.
Okay.
So the next year, where they would have had Spencer and Mike Espy and Bobo Brown, that might be on the list. Yeah, Mike Justice was the coach. Yeah, for sure. Is there anybody else we're missing here? Nah.
Winston Academy had a dynasty from 1997 to 2000.
Oh, we're gonna go academies. I mean, I'm sure we can find some prep and JA and some MRA teams and those schools. But yeah, what an interesting topic. That's something we could do all day. Brian, can you answer this as Trump regarding Derek Carr retiring from your beloved Saints? First off, the fact that people are asking for Trump means that impression must be getting better. Would you agree that that's accurate?
It's a solid impression.
It's getting better. Okay. Hold on. I'm glad he's gone, personally. I thought he was a terrible quarterback, a terrible person, didn't embrace the city like I've embraced America. America and I are one. Derek Carr was not one with New Orleans, never was at any time. Not going to be like Drew Brees, great quarterback.
Jameis Winston, that's a guy who would love New Orleans. Why didn't they go get him? I don't know the answer. I talked to the Saints. They should have made it happen. So I'm glad he's gone, and I hope I never see him again. He shouldn't be in America. I may have ICE deport him.
Unless, of course, he had come out and was a huge Trump guy, then the whole narrative would change there.
That's why I don't agree with the Saints here, because they should have kept him around. He's a good guy, smart guy, best quarterback I know. Reminds me a lot of Brett Favre.
It kind of like his thoughts on Shedeur Sanders. I guess he had a good relationship with Deion, so.
Yeah. And we got, I think, one more here. No, we don't. That's it. All right. All right, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm scheduled to talk with Aaron Fitt from D1Baseball.com. So we're going to get some more info on this coaching search and his thoughts on whether this team is and how far maybe it could go. We shall see. I've convinced myself, you know, I'm going on vacation the week the College World Series begins. I can feel it. This team's going on.
They're
going
to happen. It's going to happen.
I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. We'll see. All right, guys. Talk to you again tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.